This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Melissa Belton. The top U.S. infectious disease expert warned Sunday of a possible upcoming spike in cases of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, speaking on ABC television, said the nation may see a, quote, surge upon a surge of cases following Thursday's Thanksgiving holiday, when many Americans traveled to celebrate the holiday with family and friends. Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, said on CBS television Sunday that people who traveled during the holiday should assume they were exposed to the virus and get tested within the next week. The United States has 13.3 million of the world's 62.7 million COVID-19 cases, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. The U.S. has more cases of the virus than any other country in the world. India and Brazil follow the United States in case numbers, with 9.3 million and 6.3 million, respectively. New Zealand's workplace regulator, WorkSafe, has filed charges against 13 parties following an investigation into a volcanic eruption on White Island in 2019 that killed 22 people. The surprise eruption on December 9, 2019, killed 22 and injured dozens. The majority of the casualties were tourists from a cruise ship. There were 47 people on the island when the volcano erupted, despite reports that there was heightened risk of an eruption at that time. WorkSafe Chief Executive Phil Parks said at a news conference Monday that investigations found 13 parties had not met their health and safety obligations in taking the tourists to White Island. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. At least 110 people are feared dead in a weekend attack on farmers in the northeast part of Nigeria, blamed on Islamic jihadists that are active in the area. United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for the African country, Edward Callan, said in a statement he was outraged and horrified by what he called the gruesome attack against civilians in the village of Koshobe near Borno State capital, Maiduguri. Callan said it was the most violent attack on innocent civilians this year. He called for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. Late Sunday, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued a statement in which he strongly condemned the horrific attack on rice farm workers in Koshobe village. Guterres reaffirmed the UN commitment to support the government of Nigeria in its fight against terrorism and violent extremism. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari issued a statement condemning the killings. He also said that the entire country is hurt by these senseless killings. Buhari said the government had equipped the armed forces with everything needed to take all necessary steps, he said, to protect the country's population and its territory. Although no group has claimed responsibility for the weekend attack, such attacks have been carried out in the past by Boko Haram or the Islamic State West Africa Province, which are both active in northeast Nigeria. Inmates at a high-security prison in Sri Lanka have rioted over a surge of coronavirus infections, leaving at least 8 prisoners dead and more than 50 injured. Inmates set fire to the kitchens and briefly took 2 officers hostage. The police officer said the situation had been brought under control and the officers were rescued. This happened at a prison outside Colombo, the capital of Sri Lanka. The spokesman said some 600 officers were deployed around the perimeter of the prison. Prison authorities did not confirm whether they had reestablished full control over the facility. Sri Lankan prisoners have seen weeks of unrest as the number of COVID-19 cases in jails exceeded 1,000 by Saturday. 2 inmates have died of COVID-19. President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris on Sunday announced they will have an all-female communications team. Kate Bedingfield, who served as the communications director for the Biden-Harris campaign, was named the White House communications director. Jen Psaki, who held several communications positions in the Obama administration, has been named the White House press secretary. The women are some of the latest people named by the incoming administration as they prepare to take office in January 2021. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and from Washington, you're listening to VOA News.